Welcome to Happy Life Studios. We're here to make your holidays happier. Just got done speaking at a place, and I kind of want to share with you in a shorter version. That was more like a 30-40 minute speech I had. But I want to share with you kind of the concept in a much shorter Happy Life podcast here. The theme was Christmas sweaters, which we all know means ugly Christmas sweaters. And man, maybe I'll have to show a picture of on the show notes of what I was wearing, but it's really bad. Not only did everyone had ugly Christmas sweaters, but so I had to go to the next level. Of course, I had an ugly Christmas sweater and ugly Christmas pants that matched the sweater. Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm laughing. You weren't there, you didn't see it, but if you were there, you know, it's funny. I went up to my boys' room, and when I showed my wife the picture, I saw it at Goodwill, and I'm like, oh, this, like Wayne's World?
It will be mine. Oh, yes. It will be mine.
I sent it to my wife. She says, oh, that is horribly perfect. That's the best way to word it. I bought it for an ugly Christmas party that I was going to, and so I went upstairs. You know, I said, hey, you guys ever, you know, the ugly Christmas sweater thing? And they said, yeah. And I said, Daddy's taking it to a whole new level. And I walked in the room and they saw it. And their immediate was like, one son didn't know what to say. He just sat there and he stared at me. And then the other son said, no, Dad, no. And then Mom chimes in from downstairs. She can hear, he cannot wear that. I said, oh, no, not only, I am wearing it. In fact, I went to go speak. I wore it while I spoke, and they all had their ugly Christmas sweaters, but I had my ugly Christmas sweater and Christmas pants, and the sweater didn't fit too well. It was pretty, which I think just added to the whole thing. But I was thinking about the whole thing, and I decided I would talk to them about the ugly Christmas sweater, because here's the deal. Christmas, man, is just such an amazing, magical, wonderful moment. Think about the concept of God wanting to connect with his creation, wanting to connect with man, wanting to come help men, that they could, he could set them free from their sin or from their anger, their frustration. He could fix them. He wanted to help. And so he came to earth so that we could relate to him, so we could connect to God by thinking about him as a human being, as Jesus. And so he comes to earth as a baby. I mean, man, that is just... what a story, man. You can't write a better story than that. God becomes a baby, and then he grows up, and then he dies for our sins on a cross. That's just, man, that's just crazy. And it's so good news. God came for everyone. You know, John 3:16 and 17 in the Bible. You've seen the John 3:16 guy, if you've ever watched the NFL for more than the last 5 years, the guy who would always show up in the end zone wearing a rainbow-colored afro, with a sign that says John 3:16 on it. I'm sure a lot of people thought, what in the world is a John 3:16 and who is that? And who's John 3:16? And what, didn't want a wrestler come out, say Austin 3:16 or something?
Let's talk about John 3:16. Austin 3:16.
I don't know. But anyway, it was referring to a scripture that just said that God sent his son to the world, that if anyone believed in him, believed in this whole thing, decided to ask God to help, he would help them. You know, it actually goes, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And it's talking about for eternity, we will be in heaven with God. That's just an amazing scripture. But we need to read the next verse. And it says this, it says, for God did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved, might be helped, might be fixed, might be cleaned, might be, I mean, God didn't come to bring the world down. He came to lift the world up. He came to help us in our ugly. He came to help us in our darkness. He came to help us in all those areas of our life that we don't like. So you want to talk about cool news. You want to talk about something to celebrate. Man, that's it. That's what Christmas is. That's why Christmas is so off the charts amazing. And yet, sometimes you're covered up with an ugly Christmas sweater. I mean, you know, Christmas is such a beautiful thing, but we put these ugly sweaters on for Christmas. And sometimes, what I mean by that is, it's such good news, but oftentimes you'll find that people that decide they want to follow God or serve God can be some of the meanest people. And shouldn't we, if all that news is true, and it is, then shouldn't we be the happiest people? Shouldn't people that call themselves believers in God, shouldn't their Facebooks and their social media, shouldn't their neighbors all know, shouldn't their social media be positive and up and life-giving? That doesn't mean you ignore that there's bad stuff going on, but it means that there's hope. You know, Jesus is the Prince of Peace, so if you believe in him, you should have some peace with you. But sometimes we cover it with an ugly sweater. We can just get ugly. And when I say we, I mean we. I mean me as well. Man, I can just be so judgmental. I can be so mean to people sometimes, like even my own family. And that shouldn't be. It's putting an ugly Christmas sweater over something that's just beautiful. And I don't think people have a problem with God. I think they have a problem with the people who represent God. You know, those that love God and want to follow after God, you know, the Bible calls them the bride, the girlfriend of Christ, the bride of Christ. They're the spouse of Christ. And so I've heard people say this before, you know, they don't have a problem with Jesus. It's his girlfriend they can't stand. And to be honest with you, in a lot of ways, you know, I grew up in church. I'm a preacher's kid myself. And, you know, I heard oftentimes about how the world hates us. But oftentimes, a lot of people that represent God that are Christians, you know what? Sometimes the way we represent God, it's on us. If people don't like us, sometimes it's on us because we wear these ugly Christmas sweaters. We make something beautiful ugly by our attitudes, by our perspective, by bringing people down, by making people's burdens heavier. That's why Jesus didn't like the religious leaders of his day, the Pharisees. He said, because you make people's burdens heavier and you don't lift the finger to help. And so sometimes we just put an ugly sweater over something that's beautiful. Christmas is beautiful and pure. And even if it's only for a few moments before we open up the presents, or if we're not good, Santa's not going to, you know, whatever. Even if it's for those few moments, the magic of Christmas is when we all get along. And I think it's something we can strive to live under. And I think that's what we should. I think we wear these ugly Christmas sweaters. And I think sometimes the reason why we wear ugly Christmas sweaters is because what other people have said to us or done to us. Or maybe, you know, I tend to compare with other people. And I, you know, it's wrong either way. If I compare my strengths to other people's weaknesses, that's not fair. And if I compare my weaknesses to other people's strengths, that's not fair. And neither of them are wise either. But when I'm feeling down about myself, I want to look at other people who seem to have that part of their life together, and I get down, I get discouraged, and I begin to put on my own ugly Christmas sweater. When I blow it in front of my family, when I go to speak somewhere and I just don't say what I'm trying to say and I blow it, or something comes out of my mouth wrong, or I don't perform well when I'm doing something and I blow it, or, you know, I've wrecked something, or, man, it's just easy to put on an ugly Christmas sweater, to put the ugly on and say, that's who I am. But what you do isn't who you are. God made you, and he made you beautiful, and he made you just how he wanted you to be, but we don't always like that, and so we put the ugly on. And then there's the times when other people put the ugly on us. Man, you know, you don't get the job that you wanted to get, or you can't get the job, or you don't get the promotion and somebody else gets it, or, you know, you feel like someone looks at you wrong, or you're having a hard time in your marriage, or you feel like maybe your parents don't get along with you, or your children don't get along with you, or, man, gravity, you know, like John Mayer says,
gravity is working against me.
You know, gravity is, it brings me down. And there's so much in life to just, to bring us down, to kick us in the face. And so sometimes we don't even put the ugly on ourselves. Somebody else puts it there. But I have to tell you this, nobody can put the ugly sweater on. I mean, they can buy it. They can put it on your bed, put it in your dresser. They can hang it up in your closet. But I'm the one that has to put that on. In other words, what I'm trying to say is nobody can make me angry. Nobody can make me feel bad. I have to allow them to. So people can say whatever they want, but I have to allow them to get to me. And if what they're saying isn't true, then I don't have to listen to it. And if what they're saying is true, that I have blown it in some area, that doesn't mean that I'm ugly in that area. That doesn't mean that, it means that I blew it. I mean, there's a entrepreneurs these days are, you know, they've got a statement called fail fast. And so they fail a lot, probably fail more than anybody else, because let's fail and learn from it and move on. so people can say whatever they want. And the world is, man, even on social media, people just get so nasty. Talk about wearing an ugly sweater, man. Social media, people can just get so nasty on there at such a wonderful time of the year. And they can even use Christmas. It's an ugly Christmas sweater. And when people get nasty like that, they can lay out that sweater, but that doesn't mean I have to put it on. So, you know, I used to say stuff to my dad all the time, like, they make me so angry. And my dad would say, well, then you've got a problem. I'd say, no, Dad, you don't understand. They did this. I know, son, but if it bothers you, you got a problem. No, Dad, I told you they were stupid. He said, then you got a problem. I'm like, Dad, you're not getting it. I wasn't the one who was getting it. Nobody can make me feel any way. I have to allow them to. This is something I say in our school assemblies, but when I speak in schools, is we shouldn't be surprised when people try to devalue us or life tries to devalue us. We should be surprised when we allow that to happen. And so we can't stop people from saying negative things. We can't stop people from buying the ugly sweaters and even hanging them up in our closet, so to speak. But we don't have to put them on. Just because somebody says something does not mean it's true. You are valuable. You have great worth, great value. The same God who sent his son to earth is the same God who made you and sent you to earth as well. He put you in a, just like he put his own son in the belly of a woman, God made you in the belly of a woman. And the Bible says that we're sons of God. All we have to do is just receive that, believe it, and live it. That's what he wants. And for me, it's just as simple as, God, I want to be your friend. God, I want you to teach me your ways. You made me. Now help me figure your life out. And that's exactly what he does. So people are going to try to make you wear the ugly sweater. Life is going to try to make you wear the ugly sweater. But let's not put something ugly over something that's so beautiful. You are a beautiful creation. You're an amazing human being. And so stop wearing that ugly Christmas sweater. Not only is Christmas amazing, but you're amazing as well. So have a happy Christmas. And Happy New Year, and or Merry New Year, however you want to word it. Still the same word. Thank you for listening. Have a happy, 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 happy Christmas. If you've enjoyed this Happier Holidays podcast, make sure you check out our webpage. We've got a brand new product up there designed to help you get through your holidays even happier than you would. Make your Christmas even merrier. It's a collection of videos. There's videos on here that help bring us back to why we do what we do over the Christmas holidays, because it can get, our happy holidays can turn into hectic holidays very quick, and a Merry Christmas can turn into a hairy Christmas, if you know what I mean. So there's videos in there that'll help inspire you to stay focused and on track and calm and peaceful. Good tidings of great comfort and joy on this holiday season. There's also some videos on there that were designed before you open up your presents on Christmas Day. You can play these videos. They will bring that warm feeling, kind of like you get when you watch It's a Wonderful Life or one of your favorite inspirational Christmas movies. They're geared for that purpose, to bring your family together, to watch something together. It's a cool way of sharing the Christmas story. It's entertaining. It's funny. It's powerful. There's videos in there for families of all ages. So make sure you check it out, stevohayes.com, 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 and just follow the instructions on there. I hope you have a wonderful, happy Christmas. Steve Hayes.